Watch, brawl erupts among football players, fans in Texas, embarrassing. By Amy Furrell, July 18, 2022. A fight between the West Texas Warbirds and Dallas Prime football teams erupted Saturday in Odessa, Texas, inside the Ector County Coliseum. Video clips showed players fighting, and the altercation eventually included some fans at the game, according to the Midland Reporter-Telegram. One person from the stands could be seen with a metal folding chair that was used to hit one of the Dallas Prime players on the back of the helmet, which sparked the response from a couple of the Dallas players to go into the stands and start punching at that unidentified man before it was finally broken up, the outlet said. Footage showed players rushing off the field and a few of them throwing punches as attendees, some with children, watched. "Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen. Back away. Back away," the announcer was heard telling the crowd. The reason for the fight was unclear. However, the teams were reportedly trash-talking during the game, the Reporter-Telegram article said. There were no injuries or arrests reported the following day, but officials were still investigating what happened. More footage showed players clustered in a corner, and one player appeared to hit someone else with a helmet before being shoved out of the way. Another clip showed some of the players running off the field when the fight began. In a statement Sunday, the Warbirds president and managing partner Leif Curtis said, "What happened last night was embarrassing, regrettable, and inexcusable. Due to the ongoing criminal investigation, we are unable to provide many details. We are fully cooperating with Ector County Sheriff's Office as well as Odessa Police. We are confident that once details emerge, many items will be cleared up. We can confirm that as of right now, no Warbirds players, coaches, or staff are subjects of the investigations. To put an end to the current speculation circulating, the person on video swinging the metal chair is not, and has never been part of our organization in any capacity. No matter where fault, blame, or culpability lies, we owe the people of the Permian Basin an apology. You should never be concerned for your safety or your child's safety at our games. We are taking the appropriate steps to mitigate any possibility of reoccurrence in future seasons by working with the Coliseum and EXO on improved proactive measures as well as response management." The Warbirds won against Dallas Prime, scoring 50-6, according to the Reporter-Telegram.